弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, friends and brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们唱的这个诗歌
The hymn we just sang.
像这样的诗歌叫做写诗歌的人是被圣灵充满的人。
The person that wrote this hymn was filled by the Holy Spirit.
不但是能够写出优美的旋律
Not only can they come up with this beautiful melody.
但是他能够把神的话神的心意能够原原本本的写出来
But also be able to write about the heart of God in detail.
然后在听到这个音乐跟这个歌词彼此互相搭配的时候
And when the melody and the lyrics come together,
听歌的人唱歌的人是被到神带到神的面前
And those that hear this, the song and sing this song are brought to the presence before God.
这个叫做敬拜。
That is worship.
因为圣灵的工作就是引领我们到神的面前。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to lead us before God.
当任何的人来到神的面前的时候
And anyone that comes before God,
如果我们真的对我们自己人有一个正确又很深入的认识
And if we are to have a deep understanding,
然后我们如果来到神的面前，我们真的看清楚了神是如何的伟大。
And we come to realize and see how great this God is.
他是如何的奇妙。
And how wonderful and miraculous He is.
他是何等的公义圣洁。
And how just and holy He is.
我们人不得不在他的面前敬拜。
We cannot help but to worship Him.
我今天没有只唱了那个最后只唱了一半。
Today I only sang the latter half of the song.
这首诗歌我每次听到的时候我都唱不下去。
And every time I hear this the song, I'm not able to finish singing the song.
有的时候心里还这个埋怨写诗歌的这个弟兄。
And sometimes I'm even bitter or complain against this person that wrote the song.
旋律太优美了。
The melody is too beautiful.
害得我唱不下去。
I can't sing it any longer.
可是这是我们对神献上的一种敬拜。
But that is the type of worship that we bring before our God.
今天在教会里面
And today in the church,
我想对基督徒来说敬拜这个主题都很重要。
And to Christians, the topic of worship is very important.
毕竟我们礼拜天来教会做什么
And what do we come here for on Sundays?
我们不是说我们来主日敬拜吗
Don't we say we come here for Sunday worship?
那所以我们至少有一个观念好像基督徒礼拜天早上来到教会
So we have an understanding that Christians come to church on Sundays
我们坐在这里
And we sit here
就是敬拜嘛
And that's worship
那敬拜是什么呢
Well, what is worship?
唱唱诗歌
To sing hymns
听牧师讲一篇道
Just listen to the message by the pastor.
这个叫做敬拜。
That is worship.
但甚至今天有些基督徒或不是基督徒或是基督徒自己本身。
And there are others, if they're Christians or not.
今天常常把敬拜这个词
And often they use the term worship.
只跟唱诗歌连在一起。
And they only relate it to singing.
我们现在有一段敬拜的时间。
So now we have a time of worship.
这什么意思
singing. What does that mean?
有点敬拜的时间什么意思
We have a time of worship. What does that mean?
唱诗嘛。
It's just singing
对不对
hymns.
那敬拜完了之后呢我们来读点神的话。
Then after worship time, then we hear God's word.
所以读神的话不是敬拜。
So listening to God's word is not worship.
然后呢可能听一个弟兄分享。
Or maybe we hear a sharing from a brother.
我听听看牧师长老有什么有什么智慧想要跟我们讲一讲。
Or maybe we listen to some wisdom that may be instilled by the pastor.
好了，然后完了，我们要有点祷告。
And then afterwards we have a little prayer.
那牧师讲到读经的时候是不是敬拜呢
？Well, then is the reading of the word and the pastor's message. Well, is that considered worship?
因为敬拜时间已经过了。
Because the worship time has passed.
那祷告的时候是不是敬拜呢
Well, what about our prayer time? Is that considered worship?
所以到底敬拜是什么
So what is worship?
我们在哪里敬拜？
Where should we worship?
我们用什么样的方式敬拜？
How are we to worship?
事实上常常是今天不但是基督徒个人教会里面常常需要讨论下常常彼此有不同的意见的地方。
So today there's a lot of opinions and ideas regarding this topic of worship.
我知道有一个教会。
I know there's one particular church.
我现在用教会这个词是用得很松。
So I'm using the word church very loosely.
也就是说我可能不认为这个所谓的教会是教会。
So I may not even consider this church a church.
他们在他们敬拜的时间。
And during their worship time,
他们有一个大堂。
They have a huge sanctuary.
屋顶很高。
High ceilings.
然后呢所谓敬拜的时候他们是把灯关起来的。
And during their worship time, they shut off the lights.
然后呢他们会打干冰。
And they will have dry ice.
然后他们有各式样的闪光他们会射出来。
And they have multiple stage lights.
他们也有音乐。
And they have music.
然后大家在里面也唱。
And they also sing.
他们认为他们在敬拜。
So they think that they are worshiping.
然后呢在敬拜的高潮的时候。
So、during the highest point or climax of the worship.
从天花板上面。
So from the ceiling.
会爆出数不清的晶片和银片。
And they'll have confetti that falls.
然后灯光一打上去。
And then with the stage and floodlights.
他们说这叫做神的荣光。
And they'll say that is the glory of God.
神的荣光降临了。
The glory of God has descended.
一群可能是爱主以为在敬拜的人。
So those that love God that are worshiping.
在认为他们在线上敬拜的这个时候。
And they think that they're worshiping at that time.
他们认为这个就叫做主的荣光。
And they think that that is God's glory.
这是一个很极端的例子。
That's of course an extreme example.
可是我同样知道有教会。
But I also know that there are churches.
他们敬拜的时间。
During their worship time.
每个人都要穿得整整齐齐的。
Everyone needs to be properly dressed.
男人都要穿西装打领带。
And all the men, the brothers need to wear suits and tie.
女人呢是一定要穿裙子。
And the women need to wear dresses or skirts.
然后颜色呢一定不可以鲜艳。
And you can't have vibrant colors.
聚会的时候呢也有唱诗。
And during worship service, there's also singing of hymns.
可是唱诗的时候不用讲不举手了，他们不能站起来，要坐着。
And of course, don't even talk about raising your arms in singing, worshiping, but they have to sit, they can't stand.
然后他们唱的诗歌呢，旋律一定是要很平板的。
And the rhythm of the hymns has to be very monotone or simple.
Yeah. 然后呢，所有所谓的聚会当中的仪式啊
，and then the traditions or the
ceremony,
the ceremony in during the worship time.
不论是读经，或者是讲道，或者是祷告
，whether if it's reading God's word or hearing the message or praying,
只有所谓的神职人员可以去做。
Only the
so-called clergy,
the so-called clergies can be able to serve in that capacity.
他们说这个叫做敬拜神。
And they call that worshiping God.
那你现在看到两个走的极端了。
So now you see two extremes.
到底什么是敬拜？
Well, then what is worship?
因为在这两个极端的当中，有各式各样的教会，各式各样的文化，全世界各地有各。这个基督徒信徒聚集在一起说在敬拜你可以经历过各种各样不同的形式不同的方式不同的内容在做所谓的敬拜
So in between these two extremes there's numerous types of ways or methods of worship between cultures, nationalities or different methods of worship Well what is worship then?
到底什么是敬拜
Oh, what is worship?
当我们要去认识神的时候
When we want to come to know God
就像我们唱的诗歌一样最宝贵的是神的话
Just as we just sang, the most precious is God's word
神已经将他的心意在他的话语当中向我们显明了
God already revealed His heart and His will in His Word.
如果我们要对敬拜神这件事情要有正确的了解，我们要先从神的话开始。
Well, if we want to understand the true meaning of worship, we need to understand what God says.
如果神不说
，If God didn't say,
那我们有自由做自己的事。
Then we can freely do as we choose.
可是如果神有说
，But because God has revealed it,
那我们就先要从神他自己向我们启示的心意开始去看，对不对？
Then we first need to understand what He says in His Word.
我们行事为人。
When we live life, or
whatever we do, whatever we
before
say,
man,
我们要先去遵照神的方式。
We need to follow God's ways.
我们不是看人。
We don't look at man.
这边这家教会这样做，那边那家教会这样做，所以我们就截长补短，各取其一，然后我们自己就变得更好。
If this church does it this way, and that church does it that way, and we collect all of their ways and come up with our own way.
我去过好几个教会，我喜欢这个教会的这一部分，我喜欢那个教会的那一部分，所以呢，我就选择性的去各个教会去做我喜欢做的方式。
And I've been to many churches, and I like how this church does it this way, and I like how that church does it that way, and I'll just choose whatever I like.
可惜的就是，如果我们是这样做的话，我们只是在看人。
But unfortunately, if we use this method, we're only looking at man's ways.
可是我们都知道，我们是属神，作为基督徒的话，我们属神的人，我们要去认识神啊。
But of course, if we are Christians, we need to understand God's ways.
是不是？包括我们今天可能还有在座，有些还不认识神，还不是神儿女的朋友。
Of course, there's also friends among us that have yet to know our Lord.
如果真的这个世上有这样一位神是爱我们的。
If there is a God that loves us,
他要救我们，要供应我们的。
And He wants to save us, provide for us.
那我去教会里面，我不要看人的方式啊，我要去看见神。
So now when I go to church, I don't want to see man's method. I want to be able to see God.
那神的话有没有告诉我们敬拜是什么？
Well, what does God's word say about worship?
有。
He does.
感谢神有。
What worship is?
因为你知道。人事实上在我们被神创造的这个生命当中，很自然的有一股要对神敬畏敬拜的心。
Because when God created us, He put in us the desire to worship.
就像我刚刚讲到
，Just as I said before,
一开始的时候
，In the beginning,
当我们来到这位创造宇宙万物是一个圣洁是大而可畏的神面前的时候
，As we come before this holy and just and this magnificent God,
我们很自然的。从我们里面所抒发出来的一个情感就是我要去敬拜他。
And very naturally, our emotion is to want to worship Him.
神知道。
And God knows that.
因为在这个世界上面，在这个被造的世界上面，除了神以外，没有一个值得被敬拜的。
Because within all creation, there is no one that is worthy to be worshipped.
所以他知道我们要敬拜他。
So He knows that we...have the desire to worship Him.
他也是那位唯一配得受敬拜的。
And He is the only one that is worthy of our worship.
然后他在他的话语当中让我们看见什么样叫做敬拜。
So then in His word, He revealed what is the true meaning of worship.
我们一起来做祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天你聚集我们这种弟兄姐妹，还有我们一些慕道的朋友们在一起。
Lord, you gathered all of us today, brothers and sisters, and seeking friends.
我们在主日的早晨，我们一起聚集。
On this Sunday morning, we gather together.
我们说我们在敬拜。
We say we're worshiping.
因为我们是愿意来到你的面前，真的是献上我们的敬拜。
Because we really want to come before our God to worship.
我们知道你是配得敬拜的。
And we know that you are worthy of our worship.
我们也愿意全人的在你的面前，能够借着我们的敬拜讨你的喜悦。
And with our whole being, through our worship, we want you to be pleased with us.
主，我们知道你是喜悦我们向你献上的敬拜。
And we know that you are pleased when we worship.
主，让我们能够更多的学习认识你。
Allow us to learn how to know you better.
让我们能够知道，不但是我们要对你发出敬拜，我们要合乎你心意的向你发出敬拜。
Not only do we want to worship you, but we want to worship you in a way that is pleasing to you.
求主，你今天借着你的话语。
Lord, may you use your own word.
借着你圣灵的感动。
And through the moving of the Holy Spirit,
借着属于你儿女在你面前所献上的
and through what your children has to offer,
使你的名得荣耀。
May your name be lifted high.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
敬拜这个词
，the term worship，
在旧约的希伯来文里面是 shakah。
In the Old Testament, in the Hebrew language, is shakah。
新约圣经是希腊文，叫做proskuneo。
In the New Testament, in Greek, it is
proskuneo。
proskuneo。
这两个字所描写的都是一样的。
And these two terms refer to the same thing.
中文翻译成敬拜。
And in Chinese, it's 敬拜。
Yeah. 可是这个敬拜这个词 or yeah, English translates to worship. 敬拜这个词 shakah 或者 proskuneo 不论是希腊文也好不论是希伯来文也好。
So whether if this term, worship, whether if it's in Hebrew or in Greek,
讲到的都是一个人在对于一位比他地位身份更高的那个对象。
It talks about someone in relation to someone that is higher than him.
然后呢，在行为上面表现出来对这个对象的一个尊重和恭敬。
And the reflection or the reflection of respect of this higher person.
那在圣经上面描写到敬拜的时候呢，有各式各样不一样的姿态。
The Bible talks about there are different types of worship,
or different expression of worship. 那姿态来讲的话呢，他说有低着头敬拜的。
So one way is to bow down or bow your head.
雅各就是以色列
Jacob or Israel
他要将死的时候圣经上面记载他是低着头在神的面前敬拜
And before he died he bowed his head in worship
圣经上也有讲在一个人敬拜的时候他是好像不但只是低头他是要弯腰下拜
There are other types of worship when someone not only bows their head, but they also bend down.
然后呢，圣经上也讲到，当有人在敬拜的时候，他不止低头，你在弯腰，他越来越低了，是不是？腰都弯下去了，还怎么低？要跪在地上。
So they become lower and lower, and they eventually get down on their knees.
这叫做跪着敬拜。
And that's kneeling in worship.
我膝盖刚那样撞一下，不知道还可以跪几次。
I hurt my knee right now.
好了，低头。
So you bow your head.
弯腰。
And then you bend down.
还有更低的跪着。
And then you come lower and lower and you kneel down.
还有更低的吗？
And then is there anything lower?
圣经上面讲到的一个是有两种，一个叫做匍匐。
So there are two ways that the Bible describes. One is to prostrate.
可是另外一个讲什么？头碰在地上。
There's another where the forehead touches the ground.
对，圣经上讲头碰到地上。我要给你们拜了。
So I'm going to demonstrate.
你们受不起的人可以跟我回拜。有好，我一生当中没有拜过。头这样磕头的在地上跪拜的时候可能只有我六岁的时候在我这个爷爷奶奶过世的时候在他们灵前这样拜过
this
这是第二次了今天
So I don't do this much This is the second time The first time was when I was 6 years old When I paid respect to my grandparents 磕头
磕头敲头
That's
what a 敲头 is now you knowOkay, that's when you put your forehead on the ground to show respect and humility. 你看，一个人当他要在敬拜、在拜的时候
，So when a person wants to worship,
不是只是在心情上面说我尊重你啊。
It's not only through a feeling or a thought that wants to say that I respect.
他是在他的行为表现上面让这个对象说你是值得我谦卑下来尊重你的那位。
But it's through an action of humility and humbling oneself and to show them respect.
你知道为什么我刚刚头磕了一下马上站起来吗？
So did you know why I stood up immediately after I磕头？
因为很不舒服啊。
Because it's not comfortable.
因为我刚刚是对着你们磕啊。
Because I was facing you.
我如果是对着神磕的话，我就在那边停留了。
But if I was facing God, I would have stayed there.
所以就算在这个圣经描述敬拜的这件事情上面，我们都看见。
So we can see how God's word describes worship.
敬拜是我们心里面对神的尊崇的一种外在的表现。
So the worship is the outward manifestation of what we are feeling inside.
你是低头也好，你是弯腰也好，你是跪下也好，你是匍匐在地上也好。
So whether if it's bowing your head, bending down, kneeling, or prostrating,
那是讲到你对神的敬虔啊。
That is talking about your reverence toward God.
你说我站立在神的面前，好像很不礼貌。
So you might say that if I'm just standing, it may be disrespectful.
但是我要低着我的头。
But I have to bow my head.
为什么我们学祷告的时候都是要低头祷告啊？
So why is it when we pray, we learn that we need to bow our heads?
不是让你不看人啊。
It's not so that you don't see others.
是我们在祷告的时候，我们在向神做什么？
But when we are praying, what are we doing to God?
我们在祷告的时候，我们要向神献上我们的敬拜。
Because when we're praying, we are also lifting up to God our worship.
你知道雅各为什么他年纪大了将要死的时候，他要在神的面前低头敬拜？
Why does Jacob, at his old age, right before he's about to die, why does he bow his head in worship?
雅各是一个认识神的人。
And we know that Jacob is a person that knows God.
他是一个敬奉神的人。
And he served God.
当他要死的时候，他回想他的一生。
And before he died, he reflected his whole life.
他看见他神的带领。
And he saw God's leading.
他看见他的这个儿子最钟爱的小约瑟到了埃及，现在变了宰相。
And he sees his youngest son Joseph now has become the prime minister of Egypt.
然后神使用这个儿子拯救了他们全家。
And through his son saved his whole family.
他在信心当中看见神耶和华会不断的带领他们的家。
And in his faith, he knows that God will continue to lead his family.
当他跟他的儿子约瑟说了。我死了以后，你不要把我埋在埃及。
And he also told his son Joseph that after I die, don't bury me in Egypt.
他说你不要我带出埃及。
Take me out of Egypt.
因为我要跟我的父和我的祖埋在一起。
Because I want to be buried with my forefathers.
他在信心里面看见神将要把以色列人从埃及带出来。
In his faith, he already saw how God will lead his descendants out of Egypt.
进入神应许之地。
Into the promised land.
他人不舒服躺在床上。
Even though he is uncomfortable lying in bed,
可是他要敬拜神。
But he wants to worship God.
他不愿意躺在床上大咧咧的好像对神敬拜。
He doesn't want to worship by laying in bed.
所以圣经上面告诉我们，他要不然就是扶着他的帐的头，要不然就是扶着他的床头。
So we know that in scripture it says that he's either using his cane or his bedside to lift the headboard of his bed.
所以他支撑起来以后，他低着头在神的面前献上他的敬拜。
As those are supporting him, he's bowing his head in worship.
因为他在神的面前，他说我是要这样子敬崇我的神。
Because before God, that is the way he wants to worship.
我们来看今天的这段经文在创世纪第二十四章。
So today, let us look at a passage from Genesis chapter 24.
我们要从旧约圣经里面一个亚伯拉罕人的仆人的身上来看，什么样叫做敬拜。
We will see what is the meaning, true meaning of worship through a servant of Abraham.
如果我们在学敬拜的这件事情上面
，If we are to learn about on this topic of worship,
我们只是看唱什么样的歌。
If we only just look at what songs we're going to sing,
要有什么样的形式,
or how we're to sing,
在什么样的时间, 在哪一个, 在哪一个地方,
or at what time, or what place we're to worship,
那我们就没有去了解神要我们学习敬拜的功课。
then we've missed the true meaning and what God wants us to learn about worship.
因为神要我们了解的是敬拜的开始是从这个敬拜的人身上。
Because God wants us to know that, to learn about worship on the person we are to worship.
神所要领受的敬拜是人，这个敬拜他的人所献上的敬拜。
Because worship is what we present as the worshiper.
不是我做什么。
It's not what we do,
不是我说什么,
or what we say,
不是别人告诉我该怎么做,
or what other people say I should do,
而是我这个属于神的人, 敬拜神的人, 有没有献上我自己?
But it's about the person that belongs to God, that wants to worship God, if they've presented themselves to God.
创世记二十四章第一节, 亚伯拉罕年纪老迈向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他，所以亚伯拉罕就对管理他全地最老的仆人他说，请你把手放在我的大腿底下，我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
Chapter 24 verse 1. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh, that I may make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but will go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac.
创世纪的二十四章里面的主角是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
The main character in chapter 24 is the servant of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的这位仆人，圣经甚至没有把他的名字写出来。
And it doesn't write down the servant's name.
所以感觉他连个名字都不配写上，好像是一个小人物。
And it almost seems like he's a minor character.
可是不是这样。
But that is not so.
这个亚伯拉罕的仆人是一个知道敬拜神的人。
This servant of Abraham knows how to worship God.
你知道当第一节里面说到亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，他在一切的事上耶和华都赐福与他。
And what we've just read, it says that Abraham is now old, well advanced in years, and he was blessed by God.
亚伯拉罕不只是说自己的家族很兴旺。
So it's not that Abraham's own family was abundant.
他亚伯拉罕的这一族人，他的财富是富可敌国的。他的财富就像是一个国家一样多。
And he has so much wealth, as much wealth as an entire nation.
他带领他们族里面的人去跟人家攻打的时候，他就赢。
And when he takes his people out out in battle, he would win other nations.
那我们知道他在年纪老迈的时候，神赐给他一个儿子。
And we know that when he was old, God gave him a son.
他在各式各样的事上都受神的祝福。
And he was blessed by God in all things.
可是你知道吗？
But did you know?
第二节里面讲到亚伯拉罕的这个仆人。
In verse 2,talks about his servant.
他是一个懂得敬拜神的人。
And the servant is one that knows how to worship God.
很有意思的就是，当第一节讲到亚伯拉罕受神祝福的时候，事实上，主人公是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
What's interesting in verse 1, when it says, Abraham was blessed in all things, one of those blessings is Abraham's servant.
亚伯拉罕是一个懂得敬拜，亚伯拉罕的仆人是一个懂得敬拜神的人，所以他的主人就受神的祝福。
And because Abraham's servant is one who knows how to worship God, then that's why his master Abraham was blessed.
一个懂得敬拜神的人是会带来他主人的祝福。
If someone that knows how to worship God, he will bring blessing to his master.
我们还没有看到为什么我们知道他的仆人是一个懂得敬拜神的人。
So we haven't even gotten into the detail of how we know that this servant knows how to worship God.
可是我们要看见一个懂得敬拜的人 是神祝福的一个全源的管道。
But we are to see that when someone that knows how to worship God is a conduit of blessing.
你知道，当一个公司单位，或者是当一个主管或公司的老板要请人的时候。
Do you know when a company or an employer wants to hire someone?
甚至当他自己不是基督徒的时候。
Even though he himself is not a Christian,
他会有这样的一个经历。
He would experience something.
如果他请的人是神的儿女。
If the person that he hires is a child of God,
真正属于神的人。
Truly, belongs to God.
神的祝福会在那个懂得敬拜神的人身上。
Then God's blessing will be upon the person that worships God.
那因为神的祝福会在这个人的身上，连带的他所服务的机构、单位或公司会受到神的祝福。
And because the blessing is upon this person that worships God, he will be a conduit of blessing to whoever he works for.
一个懂得敬拜神的人。
A person that knows how to worship God,
在他的家中,
upon it in his family,
就算他的家里面的人还不认识神,
even though his other people in his family don't know God,
可是你知道，当因为神的祝福会临在你这个懂得敬拜的人身上,
but because God's blessing will be poured upon this you as the worshiper of God,
所以神的祝福会临在你的全家身上,
then God's blessing will pour down upon your family.
你知道吗?
Did you know that?
我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕的这个仆人是懂得敬拜神的人?
How do we know that this servant of Abraham knows how to worship God?
我们一点一滴的来看。
Let us take a look one step at a time.
亚伯拉罕跟他的这个老仆人啊，说，你要去帮我的儿子娶一个太太。
And Abraham says to his servant, you are to take a wife for my son.
这对亚伯拉罕来说是一个最重要的一件事。
That is the most important thing for this, for Abraham.
他这儿子独一的儿子。
This his one and only son.
老年所生的儿子。
Given to him at his old age.
是他的中国人叫命根啊。He's basically the center of his life. 是要替他娶老婆。
And he needs to take a wife for his son.
把这件工作交给他这位他知道是一个懂得敬畏神敬拜神的人老仆人。
And he gave this job to one of his oldest servants. The oldest
servant. 因为他给他的这个工作说你要回到我的本家本族。
And this job is to go back to to Abraham's hometown.
不要从迦南地我们现在所住的地方去娶太太。
And don't take a wife from one of the women of the Canaanites in the land that I now live in.
他的本家本族是在一个地方叫做米索波大米亚 Mesopotamia.
And in his original hometown where he was from is from Mesopotamia.
离迦南大概有400到500里 的路程。
So it's about 400 to 500 miles away from where he was living.
大概是从 San Diego 到 San Francisco 那样的距离。
It's about the distance between San Diego and San Francisco.
然后呢，他带着骆驼队。
And of course, he brings a team of camels.
他还要带去聘女孩子的这个聘金。
And of course, dowry.
他要走这个漫长的路途，要去。为他的主人做这件事情。
And he takes on this long and arduous journey to complete this job for his master.
第十节，那仆人从他主人的骆驼里取了十匹骆驼，带了些他主人各样的财物，起身往美索波大米亚去，到了拿赫的城。
In verse 10, then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, taking all sorts of choice gifts from his master.And he arose and went to Mesopotamia to the city of Nahor.
这个人刚好就是亚伯拉罕的一个亲戚。
And he's going to a place where Abraham's relatives are living.
十一节，天要晚了，所以呢，城里面的女子呢都出来打水。然后呢，这个仆人就叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。
And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at the time of evening, the time when women go out to draw water.
然后他就说啊，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，他就跟神祷告了，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕， 使我今日能够遇见好的机会。
In verse 12, and he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham.
然后十四节他说，我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝，如果这个女子她回答说，请喝，然后我还要给你的骆驼去喝，那我就知道了，这就是神你预定要给你仆人以撒的妻子了，这样我就知道你向我的主人施恩典了。
Verse 14, Let the young woman to whom I shall say, Please let down your jar that I may drink, and who shall say, Drink, and I will water your camels. Let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master.
然后呢，祷告一晚了之后，
Then after the prayer,
利百加就出来打水了。
Then Rebecca comes out to draw water.
十六节圣经说，这个女子容貌极其俊美，还是个处女，还未曾有人亲近过她。她就到井边打满了瓶，又上来。
Then in verse 16, the young woman was very attractive in appearance, a maiden whom no man had known. She went down to the spring and filled her jar and came up.
仆人一看到这个漂亮的女子，她就跑过去了。
Then, of course, seeing this attractive woman, this servant ran to her.
他果然他就说，你可不可以给我点水喝啊？
And he says, please give me a little water to drink from your jar.
那利百加就把水给他喝了。
And Rebecca gives him water to drink.
结果利百加竟然说，我也给你骆驼喂点水喝吧。
Then Rebecca also goes a little further and says, I'll also provide water for the camels.
二十一节就说，那个仆人啊，就眼睛就定在这个女孩子身上，就看着她。
Then in verse 21, the man gazed at her in silence.
他一句话也不说，但是他要看，他专心的去看耶和华是不是借着这个女子要赐给他通达的道路。
So the man gazed at her in silence to learn whether the Lord has prospered his journey or not.
然后他就跟这女孩子说啊，你家里面是什么人呢？
Then he asked this girl, who's in your family or household?
然后他就说，我是谁谁谁的孩子啊，我是谁谁谁的这个家族里面的人啊。
Then she explains about her household, who her parents were.
然后他还邀这个仆人去他家。
And she also invites the servant into the house.
当这些事情一件一件的发生的时候，发生之后，
Then after all these things have taken place.
二十六节那仆人他就怎么样？低头向耶和华下拜，就是敬拜了。他说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因为他不断的以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我，耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的弟兄家里。”
Then in verse 26.The man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord and said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master.
当这个仆人被邀请到了利百加的家中之后，
And as this servant was invited into the household of Rebekah,
剩下的这段经节里面，基本上这个仆人就在做见证。
Then, the rest of this passage is the testimony given by this servant to the people in the house.
他跟利百加的家人说，我是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
He tells the people in the house that he is a servant of Abraham.
我来这边需要做这件事情，就是替我的主人啊，讨一个媳妇。
And I've come here to take a wife for my master's son.
然后我就跟神祷告，如果有这样的一个女子来给我水喝，又喂给我的骆驼，我就知道这是神的带领。
And I prayed to God, if there is such a woman that would give me water to drink and also water my camels, then I will know that this is the girl that has been prepared by the Lord.
然后他说，当我看到利百加，他给了我的水喝，又给我骆驼水喝，我就敬拜神。
And when I saw Rebecca coming and she offered me drink and the water my camels, then I bowed down in worship.
现在我来到你的家。
And now I've come here.
我就跟你讲这件事情。
And now I'm testifying.
他说四十九节，你们如果愿意把你的这个女儿给我带回去，如果不行的话，你也告诉我。
Then in verse 49, now then, If you are going to show steadfast love and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me.
所以呢，这个利百加的家人就跟他说，如果这个事是出于耶和华，那我们就不能跟你说什么了。现在利百加在你的面前，你把他领回去吧。
Then in verse 50, then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing has come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go.
就照着耶和华所说的，把我利百加带回去，给他做妻子吧。
Take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken.
亚伯拉罕的仆人听见了这个话，他就向耶和华俯伏在地，就是他献上他的敬拜。
Then in verse 52, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord in worship.
这个仆人是懂得敬拜神的人。
This servant knows how to worship God.
他怎么敬拜神啊？
How does he worship God?
当他看见神在他生命当中应允他的祈求的时候，他向神献上他的敬拜。
When he sees that his prayers answered, he worships God.
而他向神献上的敬拜就是马上在神的面前下拜。
And his worship is immediately to bow down in worship.
我看见神的工作。
I've seen the work of God.
我看见神的回应。
I've seen the response of God.
他是那大而可畏的神。
He is a great God.
他是那位向我主人、向我施恩的神。
He is a God of my master.
所以我要敬拜他。
So I want to worship him.
那可是有人就说啊。
So there's people that say.
你可能会说，那他当然呢，他看见神回答他的祷告，他就敬拜神嘛。
Well then, you may ask. Well, of course, he experienced his prayers answered. Of course, he worships God.
可是弟兄姐妹，我觉得不是这样。
But I don't think that's the case.
这一位仆人
，this servant，
他是认识神的人。
He's one that knows God.
他是一个敬拜神的人。
And he worships God.
他年纪老迈。
He is old.
他可以不用去做这趟的旅行啊。
He doesn't need to take this long journey.
500里。
About 500 miles.
骑骆驼。
Riding on camel.
从 San Francisco 到 San Diego, 我们开车都要开多久？
From San Francisco to San Diego, how long is that a drive?
一天的路程嘛。
It's about a day's drive.
可能五六个小时。
Maybe 5 to 6 hours.
但是那是每小时开80里，五六个小时啊。
But that's driving 80 miles per hour.
最好不要被警察抓。
Without getting pulled over.
那你骑骆驼能骑多快啊？
So how fast can you go on a camel?
你还要又带礼又带礼又带钱。
Also, you're carrying dowry and money.
肯定没有路啊。
There's
no road.
There's no road.
你还要防强盗来抢你啊。
Of course, you need to defend yourself from robbers.
骆驼还要喝水啊。
And camels need to drink.
每天晚上你还要花两个小时把你的帐篷搭起来睡觉煮饭啊。
And every night,You probably spend 2 hours pitching a tent and cooking for meals.
这是一趟很辛苦的路程。
That is a very long and arduous journey.
这个叫苦差事。
That's a painful task.
Yeah. 这苦差事，他有这个身份说 no.
And he has the right to say no.
主人，我年纪大了。
And he had the right to tell his master, I'm old in age.
让那年轻人去做嘛。
Why don't you ask a younger servant to do this?
他没有这样做。
But he didn't do that.
因为他知道他受到他主人的信任。
Because he knows that his master trusts him.
他知道这件事情对他主人来说是很重要的。
And he knows that this task, this job is very important to his master.
而且他知道这件事情是神交代下来的。
And he also knows that this job was also given directly from God.
你知道吗？因为就在第七节里面，亚伯拉罕曾经跟他说，为什么要回去我的本族本家娶妻子？因为是耶和华所说的。
And when we go back to verse 7, we see that the Lord, the God of heaven, is the one that gave this command to take a wife from my own household.Or my father's house.
他知道这是耶和华的心意。
And this servant knows that that is the heart and the will of God.
他知道他 他是对他的主子是这么的忠诚。
And he knows that he needs to be loyal to his master.
他知道神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，也就是在祝福着他。
And he knows when God blesses his master, God also blesses him.
这就是我为什么说一个懂得敬拜神的人会带给他的主人祝福的。
And that is what I'm saying, when someone is blessed by God, he will bring blessing to his master.
因为一个懂得敬拜神的人知道，我在这个世上，神可能给我有了一个主人或给了一个权威，可是在他之上，我真正敬拜的是神。
So a person may be able to, I can repeat that again.
Yeah.So when a person who knows truly to worship God because he's a worshiper of God, he will understand that while there's an earthly authority that God has established for him or her, but he knows that the ultimate person that they're worshiping and that they're following is God who is above all else. And such a person who worships God, because God will bless him, God will bless his master as well.所以一个懂得敬拜神的人不但会带给他的主人祝福。
So a person that knows how to worship God will bring blessing to his master.
一个懂得敬拜神的人同样是一个做事最忠心而且是最努力的一个人。
Also, one that worships God will also be someone that will be loyal and, to his master and have the best work ethic.
因为我的每一句话我的每一个动作，我的生活行为，我是向神负责的。
Because I am responsible to God with every word that I say, every action that I take.
这是让我们看见这个老仆人是一个懂得敬拜神的人。
So here we see that this old servant is one that knows how to worship God.
他不是因为对神祷告说，神啊，你祝福我的这个工作，然后神预备了，他就马上说好，我现在敬拜你而已。
So it's not as if he prayed to God and said that if you bless me, then I will worship you.
当他接受了这份工作的时候，他就已经知道，神啊，我要在你的面前走这样的一段路。
But once he received this role and this responsibility, he prays to God that I will take on this task.
当他走到了这个城里面，
and once he enters into the city,
可能走了十几天，可能走了两周、三周。
Probably 3 weeks worth of time.
辛辛苦苦的风尘仆仆的到了。
Now he finally arrived.
累。
He's tired.
需要水喝。
And he needs water.
但是他说，神啊，我要看你怎么样供应这件事情。
But he says to God, I want to see how you will provide in this
situation. 因为他在这一整趟的路程上面，他想的就是一件事。
Because throughout this whole long journey, he only has one thing on his mind.
我需要在神的面前献上我的敬拜，因为我是一个敬拜神的人。
I need to worship, present my worship to God because I am a person that worships God.
我这件事情是为着神而做的，因为我的生命是为神而活的。
This task I'm doing is for God, and this life that I live is for God.
他口干可以自己去拿水喝，为什么不去拿水喝？
If he's thirsty, he can go get water, draw water himself.
因为我要看神在我的生命当中所做的工作。
But he wants to wait and see.How God will work in this situation.
我自己不喝水，骆驼不喝水。
I won't drink, and my camels won't drink.
我过去这十几天的这样的一个旅程，我就是要看神你怎么样带领我。
Throughout all these days along this journey, I'm here now waiting to see how God will work.
他在精神上面是这么的专注。
He's focused.
他的肉体疲劳，可是他愿意去忍受他的干渴和疲劳，而继续要去看神怎么样带领他、供应他。
But in his flesh, he is thirsty, he's tired, but he still wants to see and wait upon the Lord and see how God will work.
我们设想一下。
So let us think for a minute.
如果我们是这个仆人。
If we are the servant, in the servant's shoes.
几天没洗澡了。
Haven't bathed in a couple days.
口干。
And thirsty,
然后终于达到了目的地。
And finally, you've arrived at your destination.
然后跟神祷告。
And you pray to God.
神啊，你让我顺利吧。
God, please let me be successful.
让一个希望是漂亮的女孩子。
And let this hopefully beautiful girl
出来
come out.
然后呢， 给我水喝。
And offer me a drink.
然后他还要自愿的愿意给我骆驼喝水。
And she has to be willingly, be generous and give my, water to my camels.
然后利百加出现了。
And then Rebecca appears.
给了你水喝。
Gives you water.
然后你就在看。
And now you're observing.
他在拿水给你的骆驼喝。
And she also gives water to the camels.
你的心里是什么样的一个感受？
What will you be feeling?
神在施行奇迹啊。
God is performing the miracle.
神把他心里面所想的，情感里面所在等待的，完完全全的供应给他。
What he has been expecting and what he was anticipating, God has provided.
他不是只是很简单的讲一句，神啊，真是感谢你，我敬拜你。
He didn't just simply say, give thanks by his words.
他整个人的心情，整个人的感情，整个人的意志，你想在那个时候，是不是被神带到他的面前呢？
So you can see at that moment, his whole being was brought before God.
在那个时刻，他不得不在神面前敬拜，你知道吗？
At that moment, he cannot help but worship God.
当他来到了利百加的家中，
And when he enters into the house of Rebecca, 把事情都交代
完了之后,
and he completes everything that he needs to do,
然后利百加的家人说, 可以, 这就是你要带回去的女子了。
And Rebecca's house says, yes, you may take her, and take her as a wife.
他完完全全看见了耶和华神的供应。
He completely and sees the providence of God.
当时他的整个人就被神得着了，在神的面前，他献上他的敬拜。
Then at that moment, he offers himself in worship.
这个叫做敬拜。
That is worship.
敬拜是人在神面前所献上一个全人的给予。
Worship is offering your whole self to God.
主耶稣基督怎么讲敬拜？
How did Jesus explain and teach about worship?
约翰福音第四章
In John chapter 4
第23、24节
Verse 23 and 24
主耶稣基督说时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实去拜他因为父要这样子的人拜他神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这是因为一个撒玛利亚的妇人，这不是犹太人，他去问耶稣。
And this is a Samaritan woman, not a Jewish woman. He asks Jesus.
他说我们撒玛利亚人说敬拜要在这座山上可是你们犹太人说敬拜要在耶路撒冷我请问你啊到底应该在哪里敬拜
And the Samaritan woman says, Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you, the Jewish people, say that you should worship in Jerusalem.
Well, 哪里敬拜是正确的敬拜、啊、
Well, where is the proper place to worship?
你知道耶稣怎么回答
Well, how did Jesus respond?
耶稣不讲地方
Jesus didn't give a place.
他说不是
He says no.
因为时候将到就是现在了那真正要去敬拜的人是要用心灵和诚实去敬拜不是在哪里敬拜不是用什么方式去敬拜是要用心灵和诚实敬拜因为这样子的人这样子敬拜的人是父神所要的
So Jesus responds and answers, But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him.
亚伯拉罕的这个老仆人他就是这样子敬拜神的人。
And this old servant of Abraham, this is how he worshiped God.
因为他用他的心灵用他诚实去敬拜神。
And he uses his spirit and truth to worship God.
他知道耶和华是谁。
He knows who Jehovah is.
他在他的理性当中，他要定睛看着耶和华。
In his logic, he needs to focus on Jehovah.
他的神学正确。
His theology is correct.
我人生所做的一切，如果要顺利，是要出于耶和华的。
Everything that I do in life is, if it is to be successful,
it
needs to come from God.
我的这一趟路要保守的平平安安是出于耶和华的。
If I am to prosper in my journey, then it has to come from God.
我的主人托付给我这么重要的一件事情，如果会得到公义，那是出于耶和华的。
If this important task needs to be completed successfully, that has to come from God.
所以我要跟神祷告。So
I need to pray to God.
然后我要等候神。
And I need to wait upon God.
然后当事情在发生的时候，他用眼睛看着，这是不是神在做工？
And as all of these events occur, I need to discern and see if this is God at work.
可是当他看清了这是神的工作的时候，
And when he sees clearly that it is God's work,
他在他的灵里面，他就对神涌出这样的一个敬拜。
And in his spirit, he worships God.
马上跪在地上，上神五体投地的去拜他。
And he bows his head, prostrates himself in worship.
因为神是神。
Because God is God.
因为神是爱他，眷顾他的。
Because God is one that loves him, provides for him.
我们要懂得敬拜，我们要先从什么叫做敬拜的人开始。
If we are to learn what worship is, we need to learn from a person that knows how to worship.
如果我们觉得敬拜只是唱歌，
If we are to think that worship is just singing,
那我们不懂得敬拜。
Then we don't know what worship is.
唱歌是敬拜。
Singing is worship.
可是敬拜不是只是唱歌。
But worship is not just singing.
你知道读经读神的话是敬拜。
No, reading God's word is worship.
可是敬拜不是只有读经而已啊。
But worship is not just reading God's word.
祷告是敬拜。
Prayer is also worship.
可是敬拜不是只有祷告。
But worship is not just praying.
一个人对神的敬拜是我们整个人，从我们的理性，从我们的感性，我们全人被神得着，我们现在神的面前，这个叫做敬拜。
So what worship is someone that comes before God and offers his whole being and reason and emotion and offers his whole self before God in worship.
如果我们在对神的认识上面不清楚，
If we don't have a clear understanding about God,
我们如果自己不知道我们在灵里面需要与圣被圣灵感动之后在神的面前敬拜他，
If we don't know that we are to be connected in our spirit with God in worship,
那我们不能成为一个敬拜的人。
Then we're not a person that knows how to worship.
如果我们不是一个敬拜的人，
If we are not a worshiper,
那我们不论外在做什么，我们都没有在敬拜神啊。
So whatever we do outwardly, we're not worshiping God.
如果我们在敬拜的时候，
So when we are worshiping,
是用那种不带着情感的理性。
If we are worshiping in reason without emotion,
那是空洞的,
then that is lifeless and empty.
可是同样的, 如果我们是一个不带着理性的情感的表现而已,
but then on the other hand, if we only have emotion without reason,
那是混乱的,
then it is chaos.
我一开始讲过那两个极端的例子。
I've already spoken about those two extremes.
只有在理性上面说我要用这样的敬拜神，可是不带着感情， 这样是一个空洞的敬拜。
If only you worship with just reason, with no emotions at all, then that is not worship. It's like
我们只要安安静静的整天看圣经，然后小声的看，然后低头的看。
If we are to read God's word by our silently and just bow our heads in reading,
只要用我的理智去接受神的话，
and only accept these words in reason,
我不懂得用我的心去接受，
I don't accept it with my whole heart or my emotion,
我不懂得在灵里面受到圣灵的感动去表现出来，
I don't know how to be moved by the Holy Spirit,
那是空洞的敬拜，
then that is a lifeless worship.
可是这种敬，如果我们换一种敬拜，全部都是感情的抒发，
But in another way, if we're only using our emotions,
我不知道我在做什么,
I don't know what I'm doing,
但是我很快乐,
but I'm very happy.
我可以举手, 我可以不举手, 我可以转圈, 我可以上下跳, 我可以坐着, 我可以站着, 我可以趴着。
I can do whatever, lifting my hands, jumping up and down. whatever.
I can jump up and down, I can turn around, I can sit down, I can stand up, I can lie on the ground, I can laugh, I can cry, I can raise my hand, I can keep my hand folded, I can do whatever I want because it feels good. I know, I'm sorry. That's not possible, okay. 然后从天花板上面降下来这些晶片、银片。
And all the confetti that drops from the ceiling.
我就说神的荣耀，我在敬拜他。
And I see that's the glory of God. I'm worshiping.
那个叫做没有理性的感情抒发。
That is just the manifestation of emotion without any reason. That's actually chaotic. It's chaos.
敬拜的时候可不可以举手？
So can you lift your arms in worship?
可以。
Yes.
敬拜的时候可不可以坐下？
Can you worship sitting down?
可以。
Yes.
敬拜的时候可不可以心里面很喜乐，充满微笑？
And can you worship with joy in your heart?
可以。
Yes.
敬拜的时候会不会有时候觉得很心里面觉得感受到神的那样子的一种公义圣洁，然后觉得自己很卑微，然后就脸色很凝重？
And can you be very serious and feel a sense of sorrow because of your sin facing a holy God?
可以。
Yes.
敬拜的姿势，正确姿势是什么？
What is the proper posture as you are worshiping?
站起来吗？
Do you stand?
坐下来吗？
Sit down?
跪下来吗？
Or kneeling down?
磕下去吗？
Or bowing down?
俯伏吗？
Prostrating?
都可以。
All of that can be type of sense of worship.
但问题不在你怎么去表现它。
So the problem is not how you express this type of worship.
问题是我们这个人是不是真正是平衡的，用我们的全人在神的面前是一个父神所要求的那个敬拜的人。
But the question is, are you worshiping him in a way that the Father is pleased, God is pleased with?
敬拜不是呆板。
Worship is not boring.
敬拜也不是混乱的。
And worship is not chaotic.
敬拜也分我们个人在自己的家里面，在不在众人的面前，私人对神的敬拜，也包括我们跟众人在一起，弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起的会众的敬拜。
Worship consists of when you are alone with God or within your family, but also consists of when you're with the congregation among brothers and sisters.
以后有机会会跟多弟兄姐妹在这方面多更多交通。
And there will be more occasions where I will share on this topic.
可是重点是
But the main point is,
如果今天我是那位敬拜的人，
If today I am the worshiper,
如果我已经知道什么样叫做用心灵和诚实敬拜神，
And if I already understand to worship in truth and in spirit,
如果今天我知道不是只有礼拜天的早上十一点坐在这边叫敬拜，而是我的每一天的生活，因为我属于神，我都要向他献上敬拜。
If we to know that worship is not just Sundays coming to church to worship, but every day as I live my life,
那我可以举手敬拜。
Then I can lift my arms in worship.
我在举手当中能够敬拜。
By my lifting of my arms, I'm worshiping.
可是我把手放在旁边，这样我照样敬拜。
But I am also worshiping if I have my hands down.
音乐的歌声优美，弹琴的姊妹技术好的时候，我可以敬拜。
When the melody is beautiful and when person that plays the piano plays very well, I can worship.
但是今天没有钢琴的时候，没有奏乐的时候，大家五声不全的时候，我照样可以敬拜。五音不全的时候，我也可以敬拜。
But today, if there's no instruments and there are people that are not singing well, we can still worship.
因为我是在神的面前是一个敬拜的人。
Because today I'm before God as a worshiper.
弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们要开始对神所赐给我们的恩典要有一个正，要开始更多的了解。
We have to have a better understanding of God's grace.
我们要更多神的祝福吗？
Do we want God's blessings?
那我们要在我们的生活各个层面更多的成为一个敬拜的人。
Then in all facets of our life, we need to become worshippers of God.
敬拜不是十一点钟钟准时坐在这边叫敬拜。
Worship is not just being here in the sanctuary promptly at 11.
九点半的主日学读神的话，那是敬拜。
At 9:30 Sunday school, as we're studying God's word, that is worship.
你来不来敬拜啊?
Do you come to worship?
聚会之后十二点半在一起吃饭团契，那不是吃饭啊，那是弟兄姐妹灵里面的交流，在当中我们也是敬拜神耶。
After service, as we are eating lunch and having fellowship, that's being together as brothers and sisters, that is worship.
当我们礼拜天回了家，明天要去上课上学的时候，
and after Sunday, the next day, as we go to school or work,
上班上学的时候，或者是整理家务的时候，
or we're in the household,
我的生命是要敬拜神的。
My life is to worship God.
我们要做敬拜神的人。
We want to be worshippers of God.
让我们同低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
从亚伯拉罕的这个仆人的身上，我们看到了一个真正敬拜的人是怎么样的一个人。
We see the example set before us by Abraham's servant, what a true worshipper is.
主，因为他懂得敬拜。
Because he knows how to worship.
所以你使他在他生活的当中，他的所作所为都能够蒙你的祝福。
That is why in his life, everything that he does is blessed by you.
使他能够在他年纪衰老的时候，可能精力不够的时候，仍然能够继续的为你走你要他走的路。
That is why, even at his old age, he's able to do the will that you have called him to.
因为他是一个懂得敬拜你的人。
Because he knows how to worship you.
他就是一个负责任，可是在他的每一件事情上面都有你祝福，你带来的顺利。
That is how he is responsible and accountable. And that is why everything that he does is blessed by you.
因为他是一个懂得敬拜你的人，所以你就可以替他的主人带来祝福和恩典。
And because he knows how to worship you, that is how you bring blessing not only to himself, but also to his master and his household.
主，我知道你今天看着我们这一群人啊。
Lord, we know that you are seeing, you look down upon this people.
主，我们是属于你的人。
Because we belong to you.
我们是愿意爱你的人。
And we want to love you.
我们是愿意向你献上我们敬拜的人。
We want to offer ourselves in worship.
可是主啊，我们对你的敬拜是认识的这么的微小。
But we have such little understanding of what worship is.
让我们学习。
Let us learn together.
让我们在主日的聚会当中学习敬拜。
Let us learn how to worship you.
让我们在学习主日学研读你话语的当中学习敬拜。
And let us learn how to worship you through the reading of your word.
让我们在唱诗歌的当中学习敬拜。
Let us learn how to worship through the singing of the hymns.
让我们在祷告当中学习敬拜。
And through the prayers, may we learn how to worship.
让我们学习在每日的生活当中的每时每刻，因为敬拜你而经历你。
And through our everyday worship in our life, may we experience you.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们知道你会供应。
Because we know that you will provide.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.